deacon asked afterwards Bhanu Nandini and also Dina Dayal, they will know the details. For now, I would really like to make this point very clear, that the holy name, because it has Radha inside, the personification of blissful ecstatic service to Krishna, it is giving us an opportunity or entrance right into the service of Krishna together with Radharani. This is something very, very wonderful, and if you want to chant in a proper mood, this is how you chant. Raghunath Das Goswami says, Radha, who feels the pain of separation from Krishna, begins to chant the Maha Mantra, and during each word, she sees herself meeting with Krishna and fulfilling his desire to be with her. This is a meditation of Srimati Radharani, to give pleasure to Krishna. And this whole mantra is in this mood of giving pleasure, putting Radha Krishna into the center, and as one of you said so appropriately and poignantly, poignantly means it really hits the target, you know, it really hits. It means to also move you out of the center, move us out of the center. A very important rule when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is that we, it's called mantrata chintatam, to meditate about the meaning of the holy name. If you do this, then the holy name becomes what is known in the philosophy as spurta. Spurta means it opens and gives a secret to you, a treasure. This was the whole idea of calling this session the Kirtan treasury box. A treasury box has a lid on it, and when it opens, whoosh, then you find gold coins and what else. Pistols usually, you know. I don't know if you had, in Germany we had this Schatzsuche, you know, someone would hear, there's a treasure in Maldivia. Then he goes to Maldivia, finds out it's an island, and then under a palm tree that he digs, there's a treasure box, and then he finds some. Then you have to first of all open it. That's always the challenge. So when you open it, then you find the treasures in there. The Hare Krishna mantra is like a closed treasury box. It opens only when you are meditating about the meaning while you chant that, please engage me in your service. And we will do a few meditations of this now as we go into the practical aspects of the japa workshop. Let me now first ask you, are you awake, Mani Manjari? Or are you tired? I mean, you means not Mani Manjari. She is, I can see she is very awake. But others of you, are you tired? Should we do our power yoga awakening? Not necessary.
Fresh air.
I can do like this. When I see devotees falling asleep, then you will have to do the power yoga awakening. I think some of you are very happy that you survived yesterday. Even Gaurahari, who does regular running to keep fit, said it almost killed him yesterday. Hare Krishna. I do this every day for 20 minutes, and in this way you can get old and you can do everything and you have no problems. Maybe we do it in the graveyard shift. The graveyard shift is after the noon prasadam. By the way, if you want to have a happy, healthy afternoon session, it's important not to eat so many potatoes. You ate too many potatoes yesterday. The starch is inside the potatoes, and that draws certain chemicals out of the body to digest it, and then they lack, and then you look at me. And all the blood is in the stomach. Hare Krishna. The internet audience has complained that I make sometimes jokes and they don't see you laughing, and then they can't laugh along, it's so loud. Okay, for now you have escaped the power yoga.
Hey, hey.
I might catch you after the meal in the afternoon session. There is a very, very powerful meditation in our tradition, which devotees chant. It's a meditation which does both. It takes away our absorption in the body by cleaning our concept from the material elements and the material coverings, and it connects us with our eternal essence. Now I would like to do this meditation with you, and I suggest we don't do now the power yoga waking up, because I agree that's really the atom bomb in exercises. We will do a light exercise before, just so that the blood will go, because we will severely meditate. We will go very deep. We will go from our from one level of consciousness to another level. And I'm thinking after the meal it is good. It will be very, very gentle this time. Don't worry. Can we do it?
Yes.
Thank you. It sounds so enthusiastic, but it will be in your interest. It's very much. Go Hare Krishna. So we start with our arms. Take them in the T position. And while breathing out, bring them up. In. Wrong. You have to breathe in when you go up. Out. We move our feet, hips wide aside from them, yes. This is just to bring oxygen into the body. It won't be intense, don't worry. Now whenever you come down, imagine you push yourself up through sand. You have to apply a little force. You have to move through sand. More force when you go down. Now
Not so slow. The arms must be stretched.
Yeah.
Stretch more. Get slower.
Yes, I'm doing something to get your circulation going. I must admit it, but I could not have said it before because you would be just too lazy. Now, I think that's enough for today.
Yes,
for this. I have a very intense one, but this is for later.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Thank you.
this is the Buddha Shuddhi meditation. We will send this meditation to you over the Amritavani newsletter. If you wish to subscribe it, there's a subscription list in the window. The elements in this meditation can be also done spontaneously in your own way, and you have already learned a few elements of this meditation in the first lecture, the Sambandha lecture, where we understood that we are an atomic spiritual soul and that we are related to the infinite Lord Krishna, that we are not part of this world. This prayer addresses this meditation, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about in the Harinam Chaitamani. It must be on your summary sheet. And you can just go in your own way through the different steps. What is important here is a new element which we will talk about I believe tomorrow, that is chanting or doing kirtan in the presence of a pure soul, spiritual master, Prabhupada, you know, and being close to him, inviting him and obtaining the permission from him to approach the divine couple. But we will learn this meditation a little later. This meditation has also the element that I'm by nature an eternal part and parcel of you, an eternal servant. That service spirit was also there. And in the last verse, so to say, we heard that in this meditation you see yourself again next to your spiritual master. You're no longer in your material body, you're in a pure body, you're therefore dressed in a white color. This is considered to be a pure color, there's no taint on it. You are ready to do service in this service body, so that your seva vasana, your proclivity or propensity or potency of service can become almost a firestorm. You remember it. The lecture this morning where we heard about the seva ability, and it was compared to the ability of a match to burn. And when the burning is potency is fully manifested, fully exhibited and not partially, then it can then it serves Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. This Maha Mantra, chanting the Maha Mantra in Kirtan, is said to bring out all the relationships which are possible to have with Krishna. From the servant relationship, to the friend relationship, to the parental relationship, and to the lover relationship. All these are brought out by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But in order that this can come out, they are called the rasas, that it can come out, you must enter at the lowest rung, so to say. Lowest is not the rung which is closest to you, that is the dasya for us. You must think yourself as a servant. Don't start with the other rasas, because they will be revealed to you when you are chanting the holy name. You will see what many devotees also in ISKCON. I know many older devotees, and when I know, they will tell me everything. They all have hints and inclinations
of their identity. It may be not so vague, sorry, it may be not so concrete, I wanted to say, but it is something where they really feel, report some feeling of a brilliant feeling of a servant identity. So this servant identity comes when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra in this mood to give pleasure, to be of service, and so on. Then this will be revealed, because this Maha Mantra, therefore it's called Maha Mantra, will bring all the relationships plus something which is very important. It's called Anurag. Anurag means an attachment. Like now, we may be attached to certain things. I'm attached to my new key machine. It's a health machine which Kuba has made fragrant, like a flower garden. And I may be attached to this. I'm just giving an example. It's just not so bad. But the same type of attachments which we feel to things in this world will, by the power of the Maha Mantra, slowly be turned to Krishna. Remember Vasudeva's wonderful hopeful question. He said, he formulated this question as almost a hopeless thing. What can I do? You know, I have these inclinations for material attachments come. How can I work? And I said, gave my answer, you should have a sweet hope in yourself. Now this hope, what this means in particular, when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you hope to get some service in the divine realm. And you start, therefore, with this mood of service. You have to start on the vibration of service. You have to start in the dress of a servant. You have to. The dress is not just the cloth, but it is your disposition, attitude, inner orientation, and so on. So, I will now do a few services with you to the holy name. And I will do them very basic services. We will chant now, this is now the applied learning session. We will do them, and I really request you to give it your best. I know that some of you are not entirely free from pride, like me. And they may think, we have heard this many times, so we switch off. Don't do this. Please, if you let pride not disturb you to become a servant of the holy name. I want to say two very important service functions which you have to start with. Yes, our devotee is giving us some oxygen. You are the real life savior. But maybe you want to get close. There are three services which you must start if you want that the treasure box of the holy name will reveal itself, will open. Now it is closed, maybe. I don't know, maybe for one of two of us, or three of us, it's closed. We want that this opens, that the lock is broken open. Imagine you have a treasury box, but it's locked. What a frustration. Then you have to open it. Prabhupada has described the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to be an open secret. And I would like to give you, before we start this session, an analogy. Once there was a king. The king looked every morning out of the window and saw a row of beggars before his palace. Now amongst all the beggars, he saw one young, brilliantly effulgent looking beggar, and the king said, this beggar has future. I will invest into this beggar. So when it was Thursday, I believe, Thursday is a good day to give donations. It comes tomorrow. I'm joking. When Thursday arrived, then the king went down with a special gift for the beggar, but it was an open secret. What he had done is he had taken a big lubica means melon. In the Serbian summer camp we have a lubica feast, a melon feast, because it's melon season at that time. So he took a melon, but he took the inside out, placed some jewels inside, and then closed it again. So he took this melon, super heavy melon, and brought it to the beggar and said, for you. The beggar received the melon. So heavy. Said, thank you, your majesty. When the king had given other donations to the beggars, he went back to his window to look down what the beggar would do. And the beggar looked at this super heavy melon, and the king could see what he was thinking. The beggar was shaking his head, meaning, I don't like melons. And he took this melon and traded it with one of his neighbors who had gotten bananas from the king. Took the bananas, ate the bananas, and the person with the heavy melon, God, this is a heavy melon. He excused himself from all the other beggars, and he knew, the king knew, this person had noticed this is an extraordinary melon. He would go now in a hidden place, cut open the melon and see the jewels. Get the jewels. This is what an open secret means. It's open, but it's also a secret. The Hare Krishna mantra is open. Everyone can chant it. Even I. But there is a secret inside. And this secret only opens for you if you enter in the Seva Bhava. Seva Bhava, for this you need the idea of a relationship. You need the R, which is there on the table. You need this. You need to think, I have a relationship to Krishna. Now I want to give some service. And would you like to do some service for the holy name now?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Ecstatic. There are two services which you can do while you are chanting kirtan or japa. That is, you can make the sound and you can receive the sound. Who of you has done the one mantra meditation in your life already? Can someone tell us what the one mantra meditation is? Not all at once, please. Jai Bhatra. Yes, Jai Bhatra has hinted in the right direction. It has almost arrived at the exact answer. In this meditation, which is introduced by Bhurijan Prabhu, It's not introduced by him. He has written about it and so on, but it's really attentive hearing. That's what it is. You are hearing one mantra, and we will do that together. And during this one mantra, your only duty is to listen to the individual names within the mantra. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has altogether 16 names of 4 different personalities. No? And while you are chanting, you stay with each name and you don't think of the next mantra. It's only one mantra at a time. What it is really, it is a meditation where you enter the power of the presence. You are totally present with what name you are chanting. You are not thinking of the next, nor do you think nothing at all. You are totally present with Krishna. It's a very interesting exercise. What you have to do is you have to forbid your mind, or you have to stop your mind from going away from chanting and listening. Am I clear? You have to just be there as the sound is there and just receive it. So I would request those of you who have a bivik with you, if you don't have, it's absolutely no problem. We will chant so slowly that we won't chant a whole round. So, but because we are chanting japa on japa mala, it is good if we do this. So I will chant one time the mantra for you, and you please just listen, and then when you hear this sound, it's your time, and we go together in one voice, as if we are one body, the body of the retreat. Yeah? I request you to sit properly. Maybe bring your shoulders a little back so that you can really sit tall and straight. I will chant one time the Hare Krishna mantra. I will do it in a different way than I request you to do it. You will soon see the difference. Soon see the difference. When I'm talking something, it's my mind talking. Hare. I'm doing it very slow so that you can hear my mind talking. Hare. Oh, I have so many rounds to chant still. No, don't, please don't think like this. You should just focus on what comes next. Krishna. Hare. Krishna. What will they serve for no prasada? No, it's all right to think about this later, but now just here. Krishna. Krishna. Is so-and-so in this japa workshop, or did he go out? No need to think about this, just hear the mantra. Hare, 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 Rama. You're doing fine, but focus a little bit more. You're losing it on the Rama. Rama, Rama. Don't think about the next mantra. Just stay with what you hear. Hare, Hare. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Focus more. Some of you are not focusing, you are somewhere. I can hear it. Focus.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Make your mind a torchlight.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
which lights the different names.
Krishna,
be with the names.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
If you're reading them,
Krishna, Hare Krishna,
one name at a time.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Don't let your mind slip.
Rama, Hare Rama.
Stay with it.
Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
More mental strength,
Rama,
not voice strength, mind strength.
Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Fine, but you're losing the concentration.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is not about voice. This is about the mind.
Krishna, Krishna,
concentrate. That is your service now.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Again, mental strength is required.
Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Train now a little bit our mental muscles. I will chant, and you with a voice, and you kindly chant with your mind in the same voice as I'm doing. I will just be guiding you, and you will follow with the mind. You can very, very nicely and distinctly and even mentally audible chant. Okay? First you just hear, at the moment I do this, then you are bringing your mind and you imagine you have a voice in your mind, huh? A mouth in your mind with a tongue and the ears in your mind, and that will chant. So I will chant one time the mantra alone, I will chant it a little faster, and then when you hear the ring after one mantra, then give it all you got. Mental strength. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare.
No. You didn't listen, you slept. You will chant in the mind. Because, see, that why we need to do this is, we are accustomed to always chant in the voice, right? When someone starts the lecture, you know, we have not heard any point, but then he starts Hare Krishna, then it kicks in, Hare Krishna, we are also there, because we are habituated to this. We want to break now a mental habit of inattention or carelessness, and therefore we just don't say anything in the voice, but only in the mind. It will be difficult. Habits are like bricks, quite firm and fixed. But it can be done, and I think you can do this very easily. So I will chant one time alone. Please forgive me for being so strict now, but we are going somewhere, and this is one step which we need to take. We're going to a beautiful place, but this is now a little discipline. Only with the mind and with full concentration. I will chant a little softer so that it's easier for you. So I will chant one mantra, and then you will please chant in the same way, but in the mind, not in the voice. I have to find my voice first. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Good, but a little bit more mental energy, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Amine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Satyajare Sadadine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. We find different treasures, valuables. We hope in these morning sessions or morning workshops to present different treasures for your kirtan practice. This morning will be extremely practical oriented, and that you discover something for yourself. So I left you at the morning lecture with a question: what elements could be service in the holy name? And I would like to see what you have found out, what your thoughts on it are. But I would like for the internet devotees, Hare Krishna, oh, I should not wave like Hare Krishna. I would like to summarize the lecture in one sentence, and also set the theme for today's day. Only with the seva bhava, or the orientation to do service, will the real name descend onto your tongue, and will you be able to join the Hare Krishna movement. Hare Krishna. If you look back for a second, you see two letters which are summarizing the discoveries of the two last days. A for alignment and R for
relationship.
Thank you for relationship. Let us see what will happen this evening on that board. Today we will talk about attracting the in our kirtan practice the divine name to descend and appear on our tongue and on our heart first. This is a very spiritual subject matter. So, please let me hear from you what you have so far discussed. How can chanting be performed in the service hall? Please raise your hands. Yes, Prabhu. Yes. Your good name again?
Madhu Gopal.
Madan Gopal, Prabhu.
Madhu.
Madhu. Oh, sweet Gopal. Yes.
me and my partner, well, he was saying that he was also purifying the atmosphere. I thought that was more disturbing. But we both agreed that we were both purifying ourselves.
That is a service to Krishna, to purify our heart so that he can come and sit there. That is a service. Mm-hmm. Thank you, wonderful Pai. Jai Krishna.
Chanting is a glorification of the Lord.
Chanting is a glorification of the Lord. Kirtan, to glorify him. In this way it is service. Mm-hmm. Yes?
So when we chant, we should not do it in a fruited mood. So we don't chant to ask for our benefit.
Mm-hmm. When we chant in the proper mood, we don't chant to get the results that is our own pleasure, but we chant in a way to give pleasure. Mm-hmm. I repeat all these for the sound recordings and the internet. Let me turn for a moment to the Matajis. Yes, Mataji?
It's the main service that we do for the spiritual master.
Oh yeah, Prabhupada has indicated this. Thank you for reminding us that of all the services to the spiritual master, chanting our rounds is the first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Yes. He in fact asks for this during the initiation. Yes. Kanchana Vali. I can...
For other living entities to hear and become purified.
Yeah. When we chant in the service mood, we do this so that other living entities can hear the holy name and become purified. Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
It's the desire of Krishna that we chant,
and therefore when we chant, we do service. We fulfill the desire of Krishna. Yes, Kanchana Vali?
Maharaj, I just remembered a very esoteric reason that I heard one time, that Radha and Krishna, they always want to be together. So the servants in Vrindavan, they're always trying to bring. Krishna's, one place, Radha Rani somewhere else. Uh-huh. And they're always trying to figure a way to get the divine couple together. So when someone chants Hare Krishna, then they're bringing the Radha and Krishna together.
Wonderful. Kanchana Vali is now getting into rasa subjects. Radha and Krishna always wish to be together, and the servants in Vrindavan are facilitating this. They bring them together. So if someone chants Hare Krishna, there they are in the kunch of Vrindavan together. Thank you. I've seen other devotees here. Yes, Gaurahari.
I heard that the holy name is the most precious. And like when we take a bath in the Ganga, we take the water of the Ganga that we offer against the Ganga. Mm-hmm. By chanting, we can meditate how the holy name is the most precious and we want to offer it back to Krishna.
The holy name can be chanted in the Seva spirit when we offer it back, just like we offer the Ganga water, which comes from the Ganga, back to Ganga. We take the holy name, which is Krishna, and offer it back to Krishna. We address Krishna through the holy name. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Other devotees wish to contribute? Yes, Maharaji, your good name, please.
Marina.
Yes, Marina.
Quality time with Krishna.
Oh, wonderful. That was a very good point which Marina says. We chant in a seva mood when we give him attention and spend now quality time with Krishna. I really would like to make a brief comment, although maybe I shouldn't do this now. No, now when I'm collecting questions, I should not make a comment. I will make a comment later. Yes.
I was thinking we are always self-centered, most of the time. And when we chant our rounds, then we have an opportunity to go out of ourselves into Krishna understanding.
Yeah. Chanting our rounds in the service spirit means to put Krishna in the center and us out of the center. Mm-hmm. Yes, Yamananda Prabhu.
Devotional service is always to please Krishna, and there's nothing that can please Krishna more than hearing us calling out his name.
Devotional service means always to please Krishna. There's nothing pleasing him more than when we finally, I will add this word, finally, after a long time of being bahyamukha, that means we have turned away from Krishna and looked the other way, now call out to him. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Sort of that inspired a thought that so many times people pray to God for something.
Yeah.
They want something, you know, please this, that. And so the way we're trained by the acharyas to chant is an offering service rather than trying to get something from God.
Wonderful. Many people turn to God wanting to have something from him, but we are trained to do kirtan in the way of giving something to Krishna, giving service to Krishna. Mm-hmm. Yes, Maharaj. Your good name,
please?
Alitya. Alitya.
Hopefully, Krishna will begin to dance in your mouth.
Hopefully, Krishna will begin to dance in your mouth. Right? So we are letting him dance. He comes to dance. He comes to dance. Wonderful. He comes to dance. We supply a dancing stage. Yes, Harivakti. Your good name again?
Harivakti.
Harivakti. Yes, Harivakti.
Well, God likes to be Krishna's name. Krishna likes to be
Harivakti's
name.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. What to do? This is conditional life. Strange sounds.
Yes. Very effective for waking everyone.
Krishna likes to hear Radha's name, and Radha likes to hear Krishna's name. So we are supplying them with what they like most. Wonderful. Please, Maharaji. We chant Hare Krishna to realize that we are the servant of Krishna. Thank you. Yes.
We can chant the holy, especially when we chant japa, one service to the holy name is to chant full mantras and not miss names here and there.
Yeah. So we supply Krishna pleasure by chanting full mantras, not half mantras, where we miss major portion. Amputated mantras, I call them. I have a question for you. How many holy names, different holy names, are there in one complete Maha Mantra? Please count.
1748.
I should be a little bit more close. We look at the Hare Krishna Mantra as it is printed there. How many different names do you count? There are names which are repeated.
Three.
Who thinks three? Most of you. You are totally wrong. I know when this Maharaj asked such a simple question. This Maharaj is dangerous. He almost burned the temple this morning. So he must have something in mind. Yes, I have something in mind. There are four holy names. But because you're not chanting in the Seva Bhav, you only have counted three. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Rama and Hara. The name Hari is an address to two persons, not one person. Hari is an address to Krishna. Hari can mean Hari, then it's Krishna. Hari can also mean Hara, then it means Radha. There are four holy names. Radharani is present in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra because we hear from Prabhupada that the meaning of this mantra is, my dear Radha, Rani, my dear Krishna, and then please engage me in your service. Where is Radha Rani? You say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Radha is there in the Hare. See, Hari is an addressing. It can address Hari or Hara. You follow?
Invocative, I think, Srila Prabhupada.
It is an invocation, invocative. No? So, both Hari and Hara. And therefore, we say, my dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. The Chaitanya scriptures describe the Hare Krishna mantra as the Yugal mantra. Yugal means a couple, a pair, Radha and Krishna. Hara is Radha, Krishna's primary lover and his pleasure-giving potency.
Thank you.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Which may be the nicest exercise in the whole Japa retreat. Thank you very much for undergoing this meditational torture because it's so different. We will do now a meditation which, while chanting, we will do a service meditation for Krishna. Prabhupada has spoken about this service meditation. He has said the Hare Krishna mantra chanting means keeping Krishna always within your heart. It is not expensive at all. You haven't got to make a very exalted throne for Krishna. You can imagine that in my heart I have placed a diamond throne and Krishna is sitting there. Imagine what you would have to work to get to pay a diamond throne. But you can construct it in your heart, free of cost. That is accepted, and actually it becomes true. Even within the mind, you think that I have kept one diamond throne, a very costly throne, because Krishna is coming. He will sit down here. That is not false. That is a fact. So you create such a situation within your heart. And now, see how Prabhupada now goes into the service meditation. He has said, the Hare Krishna mantra chanting means keeping Krishna always within your heart. And now he will instruct us how to do seva for Krishna. Now Krishna is seated. Let me wash his feet with Ganges water or Yamuna water. Yes. Now I change his dress to first class costly garments. Then I decorate Krishna with ornaments. Then I give him something for eating. You can simply think of this. This is meditation. The Hare Krishna mantra chanting means keeping Krishna always within your heart. It's such a nice thing. Anywhere you can sit down and think that Krishna is sitting in your heart and you are receiving him in such a nice way. This is not false. This is a fact. It is so easy. You know, in Chaitanya Bhagavat it says, anyone who in meditation offers a drop of water to the Lord's lotus feet becomes purified. A person who in meditation bathes the Lord is never punished by Yamaraj. That means you're not going to death. I mean, your body will, you will change your body, but that's not a death. It's not a traumatic experience. That's you know, when you get rid of an old shirt, is it nice or is it problematic? It is as if he has bathed the Lord directly when he does a meditation. So I would like to do a Krishna meditation now with you. Now, I will do a little meditation and then we will chant, and while we sing we keep Krishna in our heart. You can receive him. You can offer him a diamond throne, as Prabhupada suggests. You can wash his feet if you wish. You can give him an abhishek if you wish. It is really up to you, or if you are very good in offering food, then you can do that. Maybe your favorite preparation. I think Krishna will accept also Belgian pizza and so on. You can. There is no really restriction on, no guideline, do this and don't do the other thing. Hare Krishna. So you can do this. One thing, this is can we have in the beginning, please, one of these flute ragas? Because the flute playing is associated with Krishna. It seems to me you have something ready there. What is that? I will read to you a very wonderful text. And then we will go into the chanting. And when we go into the chanting, I will give you a sign, Nimai, and then you could kindly switch off the music. Yeah. Sit tall. When you're ready, close your eyes. Exhale very deeply with a, like a relief. And then inhale. Do another exhale. Really long exhale. And then inhale. Now breathe normally. And observe your breath. As you inhale, imagine that you are going into your heart space. You've heard that Krishna is in the heart. He's really there. Seen deities, or you have a favorite picture of Krishna, maybe the one we saw yesterday in this beautiful slide which was projected. Krishna embraced the returning soul. Who is Krishna for you? Which deity, which picture comes to mind? He's looking at you with his gentle, sweet smile and moist eyes which are laden with compassion. He's observing your expression. Ever so alert, he is perceiving your attitude, your feelings towards him, the pulse of your heart. You will now chant to him and offer your services, maybe just in trying to sincerely hear a chant or doing other services. This will make your chanting personal, and slowly you will realize that in fact there is a heart-to-heart relationship. Your desire will be to make Krishna happy by your chanting, your seva. Your goal is to please Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare. Thank you.
time, but I think it's good if for just 2 or 3 minutes you turn to your neighbor and just reflect with him about the exercise or anything regarding the seva, chanting Hare Krishna in a service attitude, either while chanting, that you concentrate and listen, or that you do the things that keeping Krishna in your heart and giving him some service, I mean Ganga water and a diamond throne or whatever. Please just sit for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and just exchange and reflect what you have just now done. Please start now.
So, Hare Krishna. Oh, where do we switch this on again?
Here, I think. Yes, we have it. Okay. So, thank you all for participating in this session. I would like to just tell you three short things. One is, I really want to encourage you to participate in these, we call them reflections. It's really when, you know, learning takes place when you hear something and when you do something, but then when you reflect about it, it gets shifted, the experience gets shifted from the short time memory or short term memory, I hope that's the right English word, but I think you recognize it, into the long time memory. In other words, if you just hear something, and I think you remember this, you all have heard so many lectures, but how much of it do you remember really? It's a very small percentage of what you have heard, an embarrassingly small percentage, because it's in what is called the short-term memory, in German, Kurzzeitgedächtnis. And by these two things, applying what you have heard, like we have now meditated, we have not spoken about meditation, but we have meditated, and then reflecting it and sharing it, it becomes shifted somehow. I'm not a psychologist, but I've read it many times in very, you know, hardcore psychology books, scientific, not esoteric, woo-woo books, but you know, it really happens that it moves from the short-term memory to the long-term memory, and therefore we are just starting to use these techniques. Up till now we just use sharing with each other and sometimes writing, you know, going to a buddy means like a partner, and talking with him or her, you know. Yes, these are simple practices, maybe childlike simple practices, but they are very effective, they have their place. So when it's sharing time, it's important for you to really share. When it's singing time, it's important for you to sing, because it's application. When it's meditation time, it's important for you to meditate. You will really have the great benefit. You know, I was used to be, you know, I'm now since a long time in the upper echelon of ISKCON. I'm a Swami. You know, these are the people who get donations and all, and they get good prasadam, and they get good seating arrangements and everything, you know. It's a comfortable life as a Swami, deluxe treatment. Not always, you know, what is so bad is that they always, when you are up front, everyone wants to make a rumor about you. You always notice that when you are up front. It's human life and it's normal, but it's sometimes not so pleasant. But technically, it looks like a comfortable life. And I took part in some seminars, and I thought, oh, I'm a Swami, let me sit Swami-like in the back and just, you know, be Mr. Holy and not participate. they call them in German Säulenheilige. These are the holy people who always stand at the pillar and don't participate when everyone in the community sings or prays. They are too holy for this. Säulenheilige, you know, they stand at the pillar. But when you are in a retreat, it's not good to be a Säulenheiliger, you know, to be a bystander, an onlooker, an observer. You can get maximum out of it if you participate. Now I must say, most of you participate, but some are still a little bit reserved and like to keep their own schedules and not participate and go out and do something else. The idea of retreat is a little bit different. And believe me, Prabhu, if there is a freedom lover amongst you, it's Sachinandan Swami. I'm known as this, and I have even rumors about me about this, you know. I can understand, and I like to give everyone freedom and like to have my freedom also. But, you know, if you want to have an experience, it's important that you go through the three steps. Listening, reflecting, and applying. Then you can have an experience. We have written a book. It was an old book. It was for a long time with us. The Japa Transformation Workbook. And we really overworked it for a long time. It was a lot of work. And it is now very much different from the first draft, which we distributed maybe a year or 2 years ago in Radha Desh. This book will be available on the book table, and it is a book which is a low-cost book. We only asked you for a donation around €3. If you don't have €3, €2 is also okay. And if you are so poor that you don't want anyone to see how poor you are, you can give €1, you know. It's all right. It's not about, we don't really want to, we want to give it to you. We don't want to give it to you free of cost, because then you won't read it. We have made statistics. So, and also we are poor these days. So the book will be there. Next to it will be a little basket for donations around €3. And I highly recommend that before you leave, you take this with you. It takes you step by step through a powerful transformational experience. It has much more text about how to change habits, which I think is the main issue in trying to do good kirtan or good japa. And it has a working session where you can write, but not too much, just small things. And it is something, when you go through this, you will see you're a changed person. Many devotees have really worked through it. It was first designed in the New York ashram, the Bhaktivedanta ashram, and then it was given to our team to enhance and increase it, and so on. So that is there at the book table, starting this afternoon at 4:00. They'll be there. There will be copies. Good. So that is all for now. I wish you a wonderful break now. You have time up till 4:00. And we are getting ready. Today we are hearing about Narada Muni and his secrets. I think you always wanted to know Narada Muni's secrets. And God, see you then. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna.